for the sushi.
I turned it on the other day and turned on APRS. It has me all the way over there. I think I got put in my coordinates, so I'm going to have to figure that out. I'm on BridgeCom next week and seeing what we can figure out. So, talk to you later, CCABSU.
We probably missed something. I know we enabled the GPS, and I know we turned on the position to pull it from GPS, and it's probably something about assigning the position in the reports that are sent to be that input and not the fixed coordinates that are probably at the default, which is probably Japan. If you get bored, open up a browser and go to ChatGPT or Gemini or Copilot and just say, hey, I've got this model radio. Every time I APRS beacon, it shows me in Japan. What menu items do I need to select to make it actually work with GPS? And I've had surprisingly good luck using AI to answer radio navigation questions. Because all the manuals are online, it can go find out for you. And then distill those directions into, like, button presses. I don't know. It's one of the cheater things that I've discovered lately. I feel like a big cheater. Every time I'm like, how do I do something on my radio? I go to Gemini and do it because it's like I Google search for the manual. And now instead of Google searching for the manual and then reading the manual, I'm just like, I'll make the AI do that. Some data center somewhere is going to have to burn some more trees and suck out some water. But, like, yeah, you know, there you go. See if that works. All right, sir, have a good one. KCAVSU, NACN. Take care.
Okay. I don't know if I trust it or not, that Gemini. I have that on my Android. We'll have to see. Okay, talk to you later. KCAVSU.